You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night cause I ought to, and the praise to him I hold among my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family, and the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw of grief. And the more I watched his children, in their eyes I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues, and I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers till my questions come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Get on up, hold on, I'll walk.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is the 347th Word for Word Show. We are in the book of Jasher. Sefer HaYashar, the book of the upright. Jasher's not a man's name. It's a description of the book. And we left off in the last session at verse 48. Chapter 48, verse 48. So we'll be picking it up on verse 49 of chapter 48 today. And it's Yosef speaking with Paro, the king of Mitzrayim, has dreamed dreams, and nobody could interpret it properly. And you couldn't come near the throne unless you could speak 70 languages. And it's going to be that ministering angel in this chapter, a messenger, is going to come to Yosef and teach him in one night all 70 languages. So that's going to be one of the miracles here. And that actually will be in chapter 49. We're going to finish 48 and get into 49. I jumped ahead here. I'm so enthusiastic about this and so excited. This is just such a great read that I'm just bubbling over. It's wonderful. I really love doing this series. So let's get started. We'll give you my website. It is https, as in sugar, /// www.pastor-steve.com. In case you have missed some of my shows and you want to catch up, they are all on that website for download or listening. There is no interaction on the site because I don't have time for trolls. I'm just, you know, that's how it is. I don't fool with people like that, and I'm not going to babysit. And they infest a lot of other sites, but my site is a special site. It's mine, and I can make that decision. So I did. If you're serious about learning and you're serious about listening, that's the place to go. But if you want to play, go someplace else. I don't want to fool with it. I'm a crotchety old man, and I don't have the patience I used to. So let's get started on verse 49. Get a little distilled water here. Boy, that stuff is great for detox. But you have to take mineral supplements because it flushes you out and makes you feel good. Oh boy, it gets rid of all the toxins. Distilled water is a great thing. Verse 49 of chapter 48. And the king said unto Yosef, I dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter to interpret it properly. And I commanded this day that all the magicians, okay, of Mitzrayim, and the wise men of it, should come before me, and I related my dreams to them, and no one has properly interpreted them to me. And after this, I this day heard concerning you, that you are a wise man and can correctly interpret every dream that you hear. Verse 51. And Yosef answered Pharaoh, saying, let Pharaoh relate his dreams that he dreamed. Surely the interpretations belong to Yahweh. Okay. He's not taking any glory for himself. He's given everything to Yahweh. There you go. And Pharaoh related his dreams to Yosef. The dream of the kine, that's cattle. K-I-N-E is another word for cattle. And the dream of the ears of corn. And the king left off speaking. There we go. Verse 52. And Yosef was then clothed with the spirit of Yah, the Holy Spirit, before the king. And he knew all the things that would befall the king from that day forward. And he knew the proper interpretation of the king's dream. And he spoke before the king. Let's stop right here. He said the interpretation would be from Yahweh. He's giving Yahweh the glory right there. Not taking anything on. He is humble before Yahweh. And that's why he was given that Holy Spirit. That is absolutely marvelous. Verse 53. And Yosef found favor in the sight of the king. And the king inclined his ears in his heart, and he heard all the words of Yosef. And Yosef said unto the king, do not imagine that they are two dreams, for it is only one dream. For that which Yah has chosen to do throughout the land, he has shown to the king in his dream. And this is the proper interpretation of your dream. And you can reference Genesis chapter 41, verse 25 for that verse. Verse 54. The seven good kine and ears of corn are 7 years. And the seven bad kine and ears of corn are 7 years. It is one dream. Verse 55. Behold, the 7 years that are coming, there will be a great plenty throughout the land. And after that, the 7 years of famine will follow them. A very grievous famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten from the land, and the famine will consume all the inhabitants of the land. Verse 56. The king dreamed one dream, and the dream was therefore repeated unto Pharaoh, because the thing is established by Yah, and Yah will shortly bring it to pass. Now, I will give you counsel and deliver your soul and the souls of the inhabitants of the land from the evil of the famine. All right, now that word soul is nephesh. It can mean your being. Your very being, your body, okay, your life. It has multiple meanings. It's not a simple word. It has numerous uses, and they're greater than just your soul or your body. It's your entire being, okay? From the evil of the famine, that you seek throughout your kingdom a man very discreet and wise, who knows all the affairs of government, and appoint him to superintend over the land of Egypt. verse 58. And let the man whom you place over Mitzrayim, Egypt, okay, appoint officers under him, and that they gather in all the food of the good years that are coming, and let them lay up corn and deposit it in your appointed stores. Verse 59, and let them keep that food for the 7 years of famine, that it may be found for you and your people and thy whole land, and that you and your land not be cut off by the famine. That means killed. Okay, die. Cut off. That's cut off from life. That's how they wrote. Another little drink of water here. Verse 60. Let all the inhabitants of the land be also ordered that they gather in every man the produce of his field, of all sorts of food, okay, during the 7 good years, and that they place it in their stores, that it may be found for them in the days of the famine, that they may live upon it. This is verse 61. This is the proper interpretation of your dream, and this is the counsel given to save your being or soul and the souls or being of all your subjects. Okay. They're going to store this food, but it has to be sifted through and made sure there's no weevils or anything in it, and then stored in an airtight container that has to be sealed. They can't just put it in sacks, because vermin will get into it. Well, that's what's going to happen. Okay? They didn't, the people didn't store the food like Pharaoh stored the food. And the king is wondering at this, because all these magicians and soothsayers and all this BS, the fakes, had told him all these other things. So he's wondering, he's going to test Yosef. Verse 62, and the king answered and said unto Yosef, who saith and who knows that your words are correct? And he said unto the king, this shall be a sign for you respecting all my words, that they are true, and that my advice is good for you. Verse 63. Behold, your wife sits this day upon the stool of delivery. That's a birthing stool. It's something she could sit on, and it had a hole in the middle. They sat down to deliver babies. They didn't lay on a bed, because gravity would work with them, and they had blankets and everything underneath, and when the baby came out, it would drop down. And that was the method of delivery, even in our culture, early on. Okay, the stool of delivery. It was a special stool designed for delivering babies. And she will bear you a son, and you will rejoice with him. When your child shall have gone forth from his mother's womb, your firstborn son that has been born these 2 years back shall die. And you will be comforted in the child that will be born unto you this day. That's pretty harsh. But it got his attention, because this guy was over everything. He had the power of life and death, and he was all powerful in the land of Mitzrayim in those days. He was it. Well, that's the last of my coffee. I'll just drink water. Verse 64. And Joseph finished speaking these words to the king, and he bowed down to the king, and he went out. And when Joseph had gone out from the king's presence, those signs which Joseph had spoken unto the king came to pass on that day. Oh, boy. Verse 65. And the queen bare a son on that day, and the king heard the glad tidings about his son, and he rejoiced. And when the reporter had gone forth from the king's presence, the king's servants found the firstborn son of the king fallen dead upon the ground. Little boy died. Verse 66. And there was great lamentation and noise in the king's house. And the king heard it and said, What is the noise and lamentation that I have heard in the house? And they told the king that his firstborn son had died. Then the king knew that all Joseph's words that he had spoken were correct, and the king was consoled for his son by the child that was born to him on that day as Joseph had spoken. Now, that's pretty harsh, okay? That's just how it is. In those days, people, things happened. And people would just die. You know, something would happen. They'd have an aneurysm or whatever. The little boy just died. Yahweh told Joseph that. And, wow. Well, here we're going to start chapter 49. We finished chapter 48. Now, this is a rock'em sock'em chapter. This is great. Got a lot of highlights here. I buy highlighters by the case because I do so much research. Verse 1 of chapter 49. After these things, the king sent and assembled all his officers and servants and all the princes and nobles belonging to the king, and they all came before the king. Verse 2. And the king said unto them, Behold, you have seen and heard all the words of this Hebrew man. And all the signs which he declared would come to pass, and not any of his words have fallen to the ground. In other words, they were all true. That's the myth. That's an idiomatic method of saying he just told us the truth. Verse 3. You know that he has given a proper interpretation of the dream, and it will surely come to pass. Now, therefore, take counsel and know what you will do and how the land will be delivered from the famine. Verse 4. Seek now and see whether the like can be found, in whose heart there is wisdom and knowledge, and I will appoint him over the land. Verse 5. For you have heard what the Hebrew man has advised concerning this to save the land therewith from the famine. And I know that the land will not be delivered from the famine, but with the advice of the Hebrew man, him that advised me. Well, at this point, Joseph is a slave. Okay, he has been brought before Pharaoh. He can only go to the very bottom of the steps because his status was such. And Pharaoh had to come down the steps to talk with him. And they brought his throne down and sat his throne there. And he sat on the throne a step above Joseph. Because Joseph couldn't come up. That was only for the exalted, educated people. Well, that's going to change. verse 6. And they all answered the king and said, "The counsel which a Hebrew has given concerning this is good. Now, our Lord and King, behold, the whole land is in your hand. Do that which seems good in your sight." Verse 7. "Him whom you choose and whom you in your wisdom know to be wise and capable," that's in italics, "of delivering the land with his wisdom, him shall the king appoint to be under him over the land." Verse 8. "And the king said to all the officers, I have thought that since God has made known to the Hebrew man all that he has spoken," let's stop. I don't know for a fact that they worshiped Yahweh. I don't think they did. But Yosef did. So they would refer, I didn't change this to Yahweh or Elohim, because they're not speaking Hebrew. They would speak of a deity. So God would fit right here. The deity has made known to the Hebrew man all that he has spoken. Now, I know Yosef would have influence on them, and they would learn about Yahweh. But right now, they didn't worship Yahweh. "There is none so discreet and wise in the whole land as he is. If it seems good in your sight, I will place him over the land, for he will save the land with his wisdom." Here's the problem. Verse 9. "And all the officers answered the king and says, but surely it is written in the laws of Mizraim that it should not be violated, that no man shall reign over Mizraim, nor be the second to the king, but one who has knowledge in all the languages of the sons of men." It says men here. I don't know whether it would be Adam, but they were dealing with other nations that were non-Adamic, so I think men might be applicable here. We don't have Hebrew for this. This is a very old text, and my copy of it is old. I just had to re-glue it together again the other night. Verse 10. "Now therefore, our Lord and King, behold, this Hebrew man can only speak the Hebrew language." That's right then. "And how then can he be over us, the second under government, a man who has not even knowledge, who not even knows our language?" Pardon me, I misread that. Verse 11. "Now we pray you send for him, and let him come before you, and prove him in all things, and do as you see fit." Verse 12. "And the king said, it shall be done tomorrow. And the thing that you have spoken is good," because they quoted him the law, and he knew it. And he says, yes, you're right. That's our law. "And all the officers came on that day before the king." Here we go. Verse 13. "And on that night, Yahweh sent one of his ministering angels, and he came into the land of Mizraim unto Yosef." Now that would be a messenger, okay? Ministering messenger. Angels is a church term. The actual term in the Hebrew is messenger. Okay. And the messenger of Yahweh stood over Yosef. And behold, Yosef was lying in the bed at night in his master's house in the dungeon. For his master had put him back into the dungeon on account of his wife. That was Potiphar, and he was mad at his wife. It had shown that she had lied. But he couldn't punish her because she was his wife. So he punished Yosef because Yosef was a slave and didn't have any status, and easier to whip up on a slave than the old lady. Okay, let's just be honest about it, you know. She had the hots for Yosef, and Joseph wouldn't touch her. Verse 14, and the messenger roused him from his sleep. And Yosef rose up and stood upon his legs, and behold, the messenger of Yahweh was standing opposite to him. And the messenger of Yahweh spoke with Yosef. And here you go. And he taught him all the languages of man. That's generic. It's not Adam, okay? In that night, and he called his name Yosef. Yahweh is great and powerful and all-knowing, and he can do anything. Don't discount that. Because what is our brain but a flesh computer? And if he wants to put knowledge in us, he just hits the enter button and we know stuff. That's how Yahweh works, through the Spirit. Don't try to downsize Yahweh to our comprehension. Verse 15. And the messenger of Yahweh went from him, and Yosef returned and lay upon his bed. And Yosef was astonished at the vision which he saw. I love it. Verse 16. And it came to pass in the morning that the king sent for all his officers and servants, and they all came and sat before the king. And the king ordered Yosef to be brought. And the king's servants went and brought Yosef before Pharaoh. Verse 17. And the king came forth and ascended the steps of the throne. And Yosef spoke unto the king in all languages, and Yosef went up to him and spoke unto the king until he arrived before the king in the 70th step, and he sat before the king. He would take a step and he'd speak in one language. He could take another step and speak in another language, and another step 70 times. And he made it all the way to the top. That's a miracle. 70 languages. Verse 18. And the king greatly rejoiced on account of Yosef, and all the king's officers rejoiced greatly with the king when they heard all the words of Yosef. Verse 19. And the thing seemed good in sight of the king and the officers to appoint Yosef to be second to the king over the whole land of Mitzrayim. And the king spoke to Yosef, saying, verse 20. Now, you did give me counsel to appoint a wise man over the land of Mitzrayim in order with his wisdom to save the land from the famine. Now, therefore, since Yah has made all this known to you, and all the words which you have spoken, there is not throughout the land a discreet and wise man like unto thee. Stop. He recognizes the power of Yahweh here. Because who has Yosef been talking about all the time? Yah gives these interpretations. Yah does this. Yah does this. Yahweh. He's quoting Yahweh all the time. So it sunk into the brain of this king. Verse 21. And your name no more shall be called Yosef, but Zaphnath Paaneah shall be your name. You shall be second to me, and according to your word shall be all the affairs of my government. And at your word shall my people go out and come in. He's going to command everything. Verse 22, also from under your hand shall my servants and officers receive their salary, which is given to them monthly. He's going to delegate authority. And to you shall all the people of the land bow down. Only in my throne will I be greater than you. Wow. Verse 23, and you can reference Genesis chapter 41, verse 42. And the king took off his ring from his hand and put it upon the hand of Yosef. And the king dressed Yosef in a princely garment, and he put a golden crown upon his head, and he put a golden chain upon his neck. Verse 24. And the king commanded his servants, and they made him ride in the second chariot belonging to the king, that went opposite to the king's chariot. They rode side by side. And he caused him to ride upon a great and strong horse from the king's horses, and to be conducted through the streets of the land of Mitzrayim. He was number two, like the vice president, okay? Verse 25, and the king commanded that all those that played upon timbrels, harps, and other musical instruments should go forth with Yosef. 1,000 timbrels, 1,000 mecholoth, don't know what that is, and 1,000 nebalim went after him, don't know what that is. Those are musical instruments. Verse 26, and 5,000 men with drawn swords glittering in their hands, and they went marching and playing before Yosef. And 20,000 of the great men of the king girt with girdles of skin, covered with gold, marched at the right hand of Yosef, and 20,000 at his left. And all the women and damsels went upon the roofs or stood in the streets playing and rejoicing at Yosef, and gazed at the appearance of Yosef and at his beauty. Big procession, great big party. He was appointed number two, and they really put out for this. Okay. Verse 27, and the king's people went before him and behind him, perfuming the road with frankincense and with cassia, and with all sorts of fine perfume, and scattered myrrh and aloes along the road. And 20 men proclaimed these words before him throughout the land, and a loud voice. Verse 28. Do you see this man whom the king has chosen to be his second? They're really pompous. All the affairs of government shall be regulated by him, and he that transgresses his orders or that does not bow down before him to the ground shall die. For he rebels against the king and his second. And they're proclaiming all of this, you know. Big speechifying, formal declaration. Oh, yeah. Verse 29. And when the heralds had ceased proclaiming, all Mizraim bowed down to the ground before Yosef and said, may the king live, also may his second live. Now, long live the king, okay? And all the inhabitants of Mizraim bowed down along the road. When the heralds approached them, they bowed down. And they rejoiced with all sorts of timbrels, mechol, and nebal before Yosef. Those are those instruments. I think timbrels are, I'm not even going to say. I don't know, so I'll just say that. I don't know. Verse 30, and Yosef upon his horse lifted up his eyes to heaven and called out and said, he raises the poor man from the dust. He lifts up the needy from the dunghill. O Yahweh of hosts, ready for this? Happy is the man who trusts in you. And you can check Proverbs 16, verse 20 for that. Happy is the man who trusts in you. Verse 31. And Yosef passed through the land of Mizraim with Pharaoh's servants and officers, and they showed him the whole land of Mizraim and all the king's treasures. Verse 32. And Yosef returned and came on that day before Pharaoh, and the king gave unto Yosef a possession in the land of Mizraim, a possession of fields and vineyards. And the king gave unto Yosef 3,000 talents of silver and 1,000 talents of gold and onyx stones and bdellium and many gifts. Just laid it on him. Verse 33. And on the next day the king commanded all of Mizraim to bring unto Yosef offerings and gifts, and that he that violated the command of the king should die. And they made a high place in the street of the city, and they spread out garments there. And whoever brought anything to Yosef put it into the high place. Verse 34. And all Mizraim cast into the high place, one man a golden earring, and the other rings and earrings in different vessels of gold and silver work and onyx stones. And bdellium did he cast upon the high place. Every one gave something of what he possessed. Different culture. Very different. Verse 35. And Yosef took all these and placed them in his treasuries. And all the officers and nobles belonging to the king exalted Yosef. And they gave him many gifts, seeing that the king had chosen him to be his second. Verse 36. And the king sent to Potipharah, the son of Ahiram, priest of On. That's a city. Okay? On is a city. And he took his young daughter, Osnath, and gave her unto Yosef for a wife. These were Adamic people. These were all higher-ups. They were not mixed at this period. They were Adamic seed line. Okay? So it was all right for Yosef to have this wife. Verse 37. And the damsel was very comely, a virgin, whom man had not known. And Yosef took her for a wife, and the king said unto Yosef, I am Pharao, and beside you none shall lift up his hand or his foot to regulate my people throughout the land of Mitzrayim. Verse 38. And Yosef was 30 years old when he stood before Pharao, and Yosef went out from before the king, and he became the king's second in Mitzrayim. Verse 39. And the king gave Yosef 100 servants to attend him in his house. And Yosef also sent and purchased many servants, and they remained in the house of Yosef. Verse 40. Yosef then built for himself a very magnificent house like unto the houses of kings before the court of the king's palace. And he made in the house a large temple, very elegant in appearance and convenient for his residence. 3 years was Yosef in erecting his house. It's a temple to Yahweh in Egypt. Okay. Verse 41. And Yosef made unto himself a very elegant throne of abundance of gold and silver, and he covered it with onyx stones and bdellium, and he made upon it the likeness of the whole land of Mitzrayim, and the likeness of the river of Mitzrayim that watered the whole land of Mitzrayim. And Yosef sat securely upon his throne in his house, and Yahweh increased Yosef's wisdom, because he was going to bail everybody out. Verse 43. Oh, no. Verse 42. I skipped one. Oops. And all the inhabitants of Mitzrayim and Pharaoh's servants and his princes loved Yosef exceedingly, for this thing was from Yahweh to Yosef. Verse 43. And Yosef had an army that made war, going out in hosts and troops to the number of 40,600 men. Capable of bearing arms to assist the king and Yosef against the enemy. Beside the king's officers and his servants and inhabitants of Mitzrayim without number. Verse 44. And Yosef gave unto his mighty men and to all his host shields and javelins and caps and coats of mail and stones for slinging. Because in the old days, if they slung a stone, it was like a rifle shot. They didn't have firearms, but they had slings, and they could kill you. Bad news. That ends chapter 49. Now, I'm going to get into chapter 50 in the next show. I don't have the time today. It's not that long of a chapter, but I don't want to really stop in the middle of 50. I had to stop in the middle of 48 because it just was a huge chapter. I have to do what I can do, and I don't like to rush this. This is such a great read that you really just don't want to play around with it. This is setting up Yosef here to be in a position to not only preserve the land of Egypt, but to preserve his family, Israel. Even though his brothers had done him wrong, he's forgiven them. Yahweh has set this up. And he's going to save them with the food, and they're going to move down there and be saved from this famine, because Yosef is going to take care of family. That's the proper way to do. That's what you do with family. So he's going to follow Yahweh's lead. He's going to take care of business. He's going to take care of the family. There won't be any fooling around about it. He is going to mess with his brothers. All of that's coming up. This whole section is in Genesis, but this expands what you're going to get in the book of Genesis. It fills in a lot of details that are just not included. I mean, Genesis is good, King James. You can get a lot of knowledge out of it. Okay? But it's not complete. There's more. There are books of the Bible we don't have. They are suppressed. They don't let us see them, because it would dispel a lot of the myths of churchianity. And churchianity does not want that to take place. They just don't. They are very jealous of their power. They withhold knowledge from the people, because they would not have that power if the people had the knowledge. Churchianity has become a tool of the adversary. They are heavily infiltrated. The seminary schools where they teach their church doctrine, quote unquote, are owned and operated by the children of the enemy. And what you get is false doctrine. They won't give you all of it. They don't dare, because it would wreck their power base. Everybody's in their little cult and they're very comfortable. Don't rock the boat. That's why they hate us so much, because we bring all of this out. I don't want to hold anything back from you, because this knowledge will add to your life. It'll make it better. You can make better decisions the more you know. This is dangerous to the powers that be. They don't want you to know. They want to keep you as sheeple, asleep. That's bad. They are not your friends. If they're going to keep secrets, the Bible should not be secret. All this scripture, all this history should not be secret. That should be right out in the open for all to see. Who considers truth to be dangerous? The father of lies, his minions, and his children. They hate truth. And they hate those that bring truth. They hate us. They hate Christian identity. They don't like the truth or sights. They hack us on the internet. They do whatever they can do, and they shoot patriots. They set them up and murder them. Oh, what a shame! What a shame! What a shame! We have had some server problems lately, and we've had to rebuild. I have to enter these shows whenever I can enter them, as soon as everything is fixed. So that's why I didn't date this show. I didn't give you a date, because I don't know when the server is going to be up fully. But this show will be on my website. I'll give it to you again. https://// www.pastor-steve.com. It's not an interactive site. It's just download and listen. And there's all kinds of sites that are listed under Two Seed Line Sites. You can go there and listen to their stuff. But I don't have any trolls there. I don't have any comment section or any of that. I just don't have the time. Well, I'm coming down the top of the hour here. I have a one-hour segment. I put my bumper music in the three-minute slot. And I'm going to play a little bit of stuff here. I will be back in 2 days, whenever this is going to play, with another section of the Book of Yasher. And we will be starting in chapter 50. So, may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will talk to everybody during the next show. And don't forget, my wake-up call is on Thursdays, and praise Yahweh in all things.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.